Do you ever wonder how or why our universe come into existence? Why the world and our life is the way it is? If you are a 21st century being who lives a busy life, juggling between work, family, and self-satisfaction driven activities, it's unlikely for such a question to come up. Still, there are times throughout history of mankind this question was asked. There were people who looked for an answer. Whether they failed or succeeded in finding the answer, it's only for them to decide. That's because when looking for answers to such big philosophical questions, it's wise to ask yourself not what is the correct answer, but instead ask what will satisfy my curiosity. There is no correct, verifiable answer to that question. If you ask science, the answer might be, I don't know, or it was a happy accident, or we'll never know. The reason for this ambiguity in the answer is because it's difficult for a scientific person to use the word God. You see, God is that imaginary being in our life whom we blame for everything we don't understand. Since scientists are supposed to be wiser of the lot, they refrain from saying God created the universe. In a way, that is the right approach. But while science has no room for God, the other approach accommodates this all-powerful being comfortably. Stories. So, to answer the above question, there is this one story that has been universally told again and again that claims to answer that one question. This is what makes it the oldest story, the story of why our universe was created. It goes something like this. God exists always, whether God is a he, she, or it. This is one being who exists for eternity. Now, eternity is boring, which is why boring moments seem to last for eternity. Fortunately, God is not alone. There are other beings to give God company. To make life comfortable, God has created a perfect, blissful world and a problem-free life. Ideally, this should have kept them entertained for forever. After all, who does not want a happy, problem-free life? That worked for a while, but then cracks started becoming visible in this perfect plan. In order to run a perfect world, God has to control everything. So even though the other beings were there by choice, they didn't have any exercisable free will. These people were always happy, always talking, walking, and acting in a cheerful mood. The concept of sadness and other negative emotions did not exist. God ensured of it. Fortunately, God does not consider boredom as a negative emotion. You see, eternity is that introverted friend of yours who can make the most exciting things boring. This made even the ideal, blissful life difficult. Now, this being started imagining strange things. They imagine the concept of negative emotions, sadness, pain, sorrow, grief, etc. Then they made a very odd demand. They asked God to create an imperfect world, a mortal world full of flaws and ever-changing. They wanted to experience all these negative emotions that they craved so desperately. This confused God, yet people insisted on it. Their argument was this: we can't enjoy the happy moments unless we have gone through the sadness. It seemed like a genuine request, so God agreed to it. But God was not willing to distort his blissful, perfect world just to satisfy the wishes of few. Because there were others happy with what they had there. Hence, as a solution, God said this: I will create the world as what you desire. Flawed, imperfect, and mortal is what you require. You're free to go live and do what you call fun. But don't expect me to bring you back. What's done will always be done. Basically, what God did is, God created a universe excluding him from the loop of creation. This way, the universe will run on autopilot, complete free will. This way, God has no control over the universe, and the beings in it can live life as they want. So you can't blame God for problems in your life. As a consequence, we won't be aware of existence of that one true God. This brings us to now. We got what we wanted and still we are not happy. Now, what we want is what we left behind. But God won't take us back to that one blissful place. The only way back is... This was a speech given by Shtan, an old wise philosopher of Shantigarh. He died on the stage before completing what he had to say. Actually, this was the most important part of the speech. So important that it was the title of his speech: Key to Live a Blissful Life. Further, this sage never talked about the way to return to that land of eternal bliss. It was for the first time he was going to disclose this information, something he had discovered after years of meditation and praying to God. Unfortunately, this is one message that he couldn't pass on to other people.